Wondering if you should stay in Illinois or move out of state? Get your copy of Scott Tucker's book, Escape Illinois, Should I Stay or Should I Go? Get your complimentary copy at retirementdakota.com.
Investment advisory services are made available through AE Wealth Management, LLC, a registered investment advisor.
So, the boys and girls of the Illinois General Assembly are back home from Springfield and already off raising money and running for re-election. The good news is they passed a new budget. Even better news is they did not pass a new Chicago Board of Education. They postponed a bill to dismiss all seven members of the Chicago Board appointed by Mayor Emanuel and replace them with 21 members elected by the people. And here's hoping when they reconvene in Springfield, they won't pass it. Just imagine electing members of the Chicago Board of Education like electing aldermen of the city council. Candidates for the Board of Education, campaigning like ward politicians, campaign staffs, press secretaries and consultants, and rallies, pollsters and fundraisers, and promises in exchange for money to spend on TV to lie about each other. Candidates for the Chicago Board of Education prancing in parades, wearing T-shirts and waving balloons about how smart they are. Imagine the cheating in polling places and the demands for ballot recounts and the taxpayers' cost of a Board of Education election. Can you imagine anything as dumb as an elected Board of Education? There isn't anything as dumb.
I'm Walter Jacobson, and that's my perspective. For more, visit WGNplus.com.